I wasn't even thinking about it. I mean, you know, Dallas just ran for like 100-something yards, so that's what I'm more focused on, is making sure I get back to fixing what we need to fix for Oakland. But, yes, it's great. I'll celebrate and enjoy it after the season. Got a game coming up soon.
This is a place you wanted to be. I mean, you always kind of said, hey, look, this is Green Bay's where you wanted to be.
I told my agent, you know, in the summer, I want anything to do with this. I want to focus on the season. I want to be in Green Bay, make sure I'm still in Green Bay. I want to win Super Bowls with this team. I want to, you know, this is like home to me. And this is a great place to be. I don't want to be anywhere else. I've heard a lot of horror stories, so I'm glad I'm here.
What is it about this place and the system and the guys you're working with that make it so enjoyable? They're not around.
You see that guy, number 12 right there? That's an amazing player. And he's just one of many. So to be able to continue to play with guys like that is definitely a blessing. You know, I truly thank God for that, you know, being able to get this done. And now really don't even have to worry about or think about it for the next few years.
Hey, Mike, why do it now versus wait until the open market in March?
Green Bay is the place that you want to be. And like I said, I told my agent to make sure we're still in Green Bay, and he did a heck of a job of doing that. I really thank all the guys upstairs, Russ and Ted and Mr. Murphy, to getting this done and, you know, making sure I would stay here for another few years.
How much confidence does it give you that they're willing to give you the years, the dollars? How much confidence does it say from them to give you?
I just have to make them right. You know, they brought me in here. Had to make them right the last few years, and they decided to keep me longer, so I have to continue to make them right. Show my gratitude.
How does it feel today?
Feels good, but can't really focus on it. Like I said, got a lot of things to correct from yesterday, and get ready to play against a physical team on Sunday.
Were your brothers along the D-line kind of happy to hear that you'll be back?
Everybody, they definitely was very happy for me, as I have been in the past for a lot of my teammates. That's just how it is. You know, you get happy for your brothers when you see them achieve that. That's something that we all would love to have, you know, get an extension and whatnot. And you're just happy for one another. You're happy for guys when they score a touchdown. You see Eddie perform the way he did. We're all happy for him for that. You know, defense played tough. Offense really got things rolling the way that we know that they can, and we were happy for them. So this is, you know, guys getting contract extensions and whatnot is just one of the many things that we celebrate for one another.
Mike, did your work ethic change at all from year one through the last couple of years to put you in a position where you are today? Or is it the same?
I guess I could say I just continue to find ways to improve on my work and work harder each and every week. And when you work harder every day, you get better every day, get better every week, month, year, so forth. So it's just about getting better.
Mike, you've always been kind of a chip on your shoulder guy, fourth round pick. People said you may be too short to play in this league, to play that position. You get paid like this as one of the elite guys at your position. So where does the motivation come from?
I'm still pissed. That's not going to change. That's just how I approach the game. That's how I play. The fact that I signed a contract doesn't change the fact that I got overlooked in high school. Doesn't change the fact that I was consistently called short coming out in the draft, and I'm not strong, I can't play the run and all this other stuff. And it doesn't change the fact that I had to grind to get to where I'm at. So success is just a product of the work I do, and I'll just keep on working.